The interview.
Zero. That is the number of religious accommodations that have been offered to Washington State Trooper or Patrol staff members. Most of them are commissioned, but also non-commissioned, according to the latest data coming from Governor Jay Inslee. They can get out of the mandate with a religious exemption and accommodation. And it would appear that the policy, even though they say it's not a policy, says yes to exemption, no to accommodation, which is a distinction without a difference. Joining me on the line is State Senator Doug Erickson from Ferndale to respond. Doug, welcome back to the show. Does this surprise you?
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't surprise me. What did surprise me a little bit was the immature response out of the governor's office to the story you originally ran.
Yes, that it was shocking. Fake.
I mean, yeah, that they would actually, you know, behave in such a fashion as that. But it's not surprising. It's frustrating. It's infuriating to the good people at the State Patrol and other places that would like to be able to exercise an exemption. And so they're just very, very upset and frustrated.
And it's not just the Washington State Patrol. This is happening across the board for state departments. I can tell you right now, the latest number that's been released is 7. That's the total number out of several thousand people asking for religious exemptions and accommodations. Only 7 were offered up. That very clearly suggests that this is coordinated, or it's coming from some kind of guidance saying it's okay to do this.
Well, it seems that Jay Inslee has higher standards than St. Peter at the pearly gates, right?
So, no kidding. So what could be done?
Because last
legislative session, you were trying very hard to make sure that this couldn't happen.
Yeah, I introduced legislation last year to say, hey, let's not discriminate against people based upon their choice they make personally for their personal health care. And I ran legislation. Of course, the Democrats said no. So it's still in play. We could have a special session next week and bring up my piece of legislation and pass it if Senate and House Democrats say, you know, want to give people some freedom of choice with regards to their health care decisions. So we could do that. But right now, I think the best course of action is going to be the legal efforts that are coming from the State Patrol, mm-hmm. coming from firefighters, coming from state employees all around Washington. And I'm not sure what the most recent count is, but I think there's up to 1,000 signatories, you know, on the lawsuit against Governor Inslee for not allowing these exemptions.
Short of the legal route, which I'm hopeful for to a degree, but also realizing we are in Washington State and our judges have a tendency to side very heavily with Democrats, do you get the sense that there are growing concerns coming from the Democratic Party? I mean, we had Mark Mullett on the show this week. He wants a special legislative session. He's more of a moderate Democrat. Do you think that there will be any kind of movement here?
Yeah, I hope so, because I think one of the great myths out there that's being put forward by certain groups is that the freedom when it comes to making these healthcare choices is a Republican issue. And I can tell you straight out, it's not a Republican issue. I mean, I'm hearing from Libertarians, from Democrats, from Independents, from Green Party members, you know, all throughout Washington State, who believe that the individual person should have a choice in this. So I'm hopeful the Democrats are hearing and they're listening to what's going on out there, but it's definitely not a Republican issue. It's not a MAGA issue. It's not a red hat wearing people issue. It crosses all party lines.
Yesterday, King County announced that they're doing vaccine passports for non-essential businesses. The governor last week indicated that this was something that's being considered. He hasn't made up his mind yet. It seems like we're going in that direction across the state. It obviously hasn't hit Whatcom County yet, but if the governor does impose something, obviously it will. Number one, do you think that that's a reality? And number two, what, again, do you think your response would be out in Whatcom County? What do you think the people would say?
Well, I think it is a reality. Jay Inslee is showing that he is greatly enjoying the emergency powers granted to him by the legislature, by the way, last January when the Democrats in the House and the Senate expanded his power.
Yep.
So I don't think it would be well received throughout Washington State if he does go down this route. And I don't think the science is that much different in Washington compared to Florida or Texas, where they're going the opposite way of saying no to vaccine mandates.
Yeah, the science, as it turns out, hasn't actually changed. The people pretending to care about the science, those are the ones who have changed. We've been talking with State Senator Doug Erickson. He, of course, is our friend from Ferndale, Republican in the State Senate. Thank you so much for stopping by, as always. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on, and thanks for fighting the good fight.
Absolutely. You as well. Now this.